You are joining us for reading Guiding Ollie through A Course in Miracles, teaching young minds the lessons of A Course in Miracles in whimsical stories, with Goddess Maya teaching young Ollie and his friends.
Started here. Hello, my name is Reverend Devin Jesse Bird, and I'm here with my boys, Lincoln Atreyu. Hello, Lincoln Atreyu, are you there?
It's here.
Yes? Okie dokie. So, is Lincoln there? They're wondering. They're like,
we love Link. We love Link. Where is he? Encore Linky.
No? Oh, yeah, there he is. He is here. He is sleeping. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's too tired to talk. He's just half asleep.
No, Dad.
I'm awake. You just don't want to talk on demand. I'm in charge of when I talk. Lesson 27. Above all else, I want to see. Did you get that? Above all else, I want to see? What does that mean? Something. Something. It means something, doesn't it? In the heart of the jungle, Ollie the monkey swung from branch to branch with excitement. He had a new lesson to learn from his wise and magnificent teacher, Goddess Maya. As he arrived at her peaceful clearing, he greeted her with a big smile. Goddess Maya, today's lesson is about wanting to see above all else. But I'm not sure if I can really mean it. What if I'm not ready? Ollie looked a bit unsure. Goddess Maya gently reassured him. Ollie, this lesson is all about setting your intentions and priority. Even if you are unsure at first, repeating the idea will help bring you closer to truly meaning it. Ollie listened intently. So it's like saying, I want to see things in a better way more than anything else? Goddess Maya nodded. Exactly, Ollie. It's about placing the desire to see things clearly and positively above all other desires. It's okay if you're not sure you fully mean it. Right now, what matters is that you're willing to work towards making it true. Ollie's eyes lit up. Okay, I think I understand, but what if I'm afraid that wanting to see more clearly might make me lose something? Goddess Maya smiled gently. Oh, that's a common fear, Ollie. But remember, vision has no cost to anyone. Wanting to see things in a better way won't take anything away from you or others. In fact, it can only bring blessings. Ollie thought for a moment and then grinned. Got it, Goddess Maya. I'm going to practice this idea all day, every day. Goddess Maya nodded with pride. That's the spirit, Ollie. Set a schedule for repeating the idea maybe every few hours, or even more frequently. The more you practice, What? The more you practice, the closer you come to truly meaning it. What? Let you go?
No.
What are you saying? As the day went on, Ollie kept reminding himself of the idea. Above all else, I want to see. He realized that even if he didn't fully mean it at first, the more he repeated it, the more he felt its truth in his heart. As the sun set, Ollie swung back to Goddess Maya clearing and determined with a determined look on his face. Goddess Maya, today was amazing. I practiced the idea all day and I could feel its power growing inside me. What are you drinking?
Water.
Oh, another straw? Lost my spot. I could feel it growing inside me. Goddess Maya beamed with pride. Well done, Ollie. You're taking a big step towards seeing the world in a brighter light. Remember, it's okay if you miss a few questions or repetitions. What matters is your sincere effort and your willingness to make the idea true. With newfound determination, Ollie realized that by making the idea above all else I want to see his priority, he was taking a positive step towards changing his perspective. He knew that with practice, his vision would become clearer and his understanding of the world would deepen. And as he swung through the trees, he felt a sense of excitement for the journey ahead. Guided by the wisdom of Goddess Maya, as the days turned into weeks, Ollie diligently practiced the lesson of wanting to see above all else. He repeated the idea, above all else, I want to see, regularly making it a part of his day. With each repetition, he felt the idea growing stronger within him, shaping his perspective and guiding his thoughts. One sunny morning, as Ollie was exploring a new part of the jungle, he came across a group of animals gathering around a beautiful flowering tree. They seemed amazed by the vibrant colors and sweet fragrance. Curious, Ollie approached the animals and greeted them. Hello, everyone. What's so special about this tree? A wise old tortoise looked at Ollie with a knowing smile. Ah, young Ollie, this tree has a lesson to teach. Its beauty is a reminder. Where are you going? Well, hurry up. Its beauty is a reminder that there is wonder and goodness all around us. It's where if we're willing to see it. Ollie's eyes lit up. He realized that the lesson he had been practicing about wanting to see above all else was resonating with the message the tortoise shared. He looked at the tree and repeated the idea to himself. Above all else, I want to see. As he did, he felt a sense of appreciation and wonder fill his heart. The tree's beauty seemed to shine even brighter as he noticed increment details he had never seen before. Link, lay down, please. Link, lay down, please. Later that day, Ollie encountered his friend Bemo, who seemed upset and frustrated. Bemo had been trying to build a nest high up in the trees, but was struggling to gather the right materials. Not yet, no. Approaching Bemo with a friendly smile, Ollie asked, "Hey, Bemo, is everything okay?" Bemo sighed. "Hey, Ollie, I'm just having a tough time finding the right leaves and branches for my nest. I want it to be perfect, but it's not going well." Ollie remembered the lessons of what wanting to see above all else and its power to shift one's perspective. He decided to share his insight with Bemo. "Bemo, sometimes, why aren't you laying down again? Hurry up, please. Do you not have any water?"
"I only have a water bottle."
"Well, drink it. And I'll get more water in a minute." "Sometimes we get caught up in our desires for perfection. But if we want to see above all else, we can focus on the effort we're putting in and appreciate the progress we're making." Bemo looked intrigued. "So instead of focusing on what's not working, I can choose to see the effort I'm making and the progress I've achieved." "Exactly, Bemo. So lay down. By shifting your focus, you'll realize that your efforts are valuable and you're doing your best. Repeat the idea, above all else I want to see, and let it guide you perspective." Link, you want to say that? "Above all else I want to see"? Well, it's like another dimension. Bemo closed his eyes and took a deep breath. He repeated the idea to himself and felt a sense of relief wash over him. He opened his eyes and looked at his half-built nest with a new perspective. He saw the branches he had gathered, the progress he had made, and he felt a sense of pride for his efforts. "Thanks, Ollie," Bemo said with gratitude, a grateful smile. "I needed that reminder. Focus on my efforts and progress feels much better than stressing over perfection." Ollie patted Bemo on the back with a supportive grin. "You're welcome, Bemo. Remember, by wanting to see above all else, we can shift our perspective and find joy in the present moment." As Ollie swung through the trees, he reflected on the lessons he had learned and shared with others. He realized that by making the idea, above all else, I want to see, his priority, he was able to transform his outlook and bring positivity and appreciation into his life and the lives of others around him with each repetition of the idea. He felt a deeper connection to the wisdom of Goddess Maya and the transformative power of choosing to see the world in a brighter light. This has a a gecko, a lizard. I think they make nests. No, they're not. They don't all necessarily go with the chapter. They're just cute pictures.
One moment, I couldn't see the eyes.
Okay, you need to lay down, bud.
Where's the bird?
Look, tomorrow I think there's a lion named Leo. Of course.
Again, why is there always a
Leo? Oh, well, no, it's the same Leo. Yeah, he was in it before, wasn't he? I get them mixed up. But it's the same friends.
See my favorite Ollie picture again.
The cover?
Yeah.
I have it somewhere.
Can she miss her? She will kiss you with her poisonous kisses.
Poisonous kisses? You know, that's not laying down, that's sitting up.
I know. Her name is Kissy. Kissy Missy.